Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was given us the opportunity to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at, it doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. We want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So we thank God for another blessed day. And as we wait for my brother Eddie Lee to come on to head it off, wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with in prayer? Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, this day we come before you humbly as we know how. And Lord, we come and acknowledge that you are the all-wise God and none is more wiser than thee. And Lord, we petition you once again this day that, Lord God, that you would remember your grace and your mercy that you have upon us and bless us with the presence of your Spirit. And we pray that through your Spirit, you will release that which we stand in need of this day. Lord, bless everyone that is listening to the broadcast that they will sense your Spirit, and that as they seek your face, that you will show yourself unto them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for those who will speak tonight. Lord, that you will bless them to give your word out in spirit and truth. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for this opportunity and time. Now you bless us to assemble together once again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God, the Lord God of the Most High God. We are grateful for this day once again that the Lord has made. I just want to say unto all of you that have been praying for us on this broadcast, we appreciate your prayers. On our behalf unto the Lord, because they are very much needed. And like I said, we're trying to take advantage of this time the best way we can, because the time will come that true believers are going to be denied access to internet, TV, radio, you name it. And you can see that trend is fast approaching through this time that we're living in, that what God calls abomination or iniquity or wickedness or sin, more and more people don't want to hear it. And this is include people that quote in the church. They get to a point they don't want to hear it. They want to enjoy that sin. And anyone that comes with correction or come with the message that calls for repentance of the sin, they don't want to hear it. And the time is going to come. That's why right now, while we got this time, we need to take advantage of it. The time is going to come that the true believers, listen to what I'm telling you, with quotation marks, the true believers are going to be denied access to internet, internet radio, TV, you name it. Because truth, more and more in this time with more and more people, it's not going to want to be heard. Amen. And we need to prepare for that. Now, I if I get a chance to share this for my brother, come on. You know, I was looking at something on YouTube today, and it was where this demon manifests through this woman. And this man of God start casting it out. And, you know, I thought about many of us as Christians. You know, many of us as Christians is not even ready for that. Okay? We're too wrapped up in our church programs, putting on a good show, putting on a good program, but not preparing ourselves to stand against the enemy. And this demon, I think they had already had baptized the lady, brought her to the Lord, and when you see on there, I think the title is "The Demon Manifests Through This Lady" or something like that. But if you were to look at it, you'll see that at one time, this lady just talking just as good. And she's standing about a good, 2 feet in front of this man of God. And all of a sudden, she starts, you know, not just necessarily hissing like a snake, but she, you know, kind of making like almost a snake type of animal sound. You know, just, you know, you could look at her face and her eyes bulking and all that. And then these demons actually started talking through her. Okay. Amen. They actually start talking through her. And all this, you know, it's recorded. Now, some of you may look at it and say, oh, that was just an act. I'm telling you, that wasn't no act. Okay. That wasn't no act. And some of you want to call it an act because you don't want to accept it as true, knowing that there's the chance that you will end up facing it. And many times when you get into a deep, what is called many times, among many Christians, a deep deliverance session, you know, that's the place sometimes you're going to find yourself more encountering these demonic spirits in people, okay? And my thing, this is what I say to you, every believer, you better get ready. I got to admit that when I was first, quote, in one, and I thank God for the brothers at that time who told me before I even got a one, they was talking to me about it, what they call, quote, a delivery session. And they said, hey, you can't let fear take you because the devil will smell that fear. And I remember when I was first in one, I wasn't the leading minister in doing it. It was another brother. But I remember when I first, I could sense the whole scene. You can sense presence and evil. And I'm going to be honest with you, I started getting scared. And then I remember what the brother told me, and I started praying. I said, Lord, and I started rebuking the fear. And it went away. And I was just looking at that this morning with what they had on YouTube, and it came to me. Most of us as Christians is not even ready for that. Okay? See, some of us as Christians, let's be honest. We don't want to grow spiritually. Some of you are comfortable because you say, hey, I didn't came to Jesus. That's all I need to do. And you have no more desire to learn no more. You don't have no more desire to move up in Christ. You just want to sit at that same spot. And you've gotten to a point where you put no more effort in studying. You put no more effort in praying. You don't put no more effort in the work of the Lord. And you just satisfy at coming in, quote, and saying a little something here or there, and that's it, okay? And you don't want to advance no more. It's going to be something the day that those who want to be like that, when you encounter this demonic presence, because I know that the way that demon manifests through that woman, you know, it reminds me of Brother John Hagee when he said he went to this woman's house. He was going to minister to her. And he was sitting on the couch. I think she was sitting on the couch. And how she put her head between her legs and started slithering like a snake. And he said, he started telling her, lady, you need to show me your door. If not, I'm going to make one. You know, but I think he didn't run out. I think he ended up casting a spirit out or whatever. But the fear hit him. Just like most anyone on the average, okay? And I have to admit, when I looked at it today on the YouTube, that fear started to hit me, and I had to, like, stand, okay? Amen. I'm telling you, and this what else come to me, that there are going to be more and more demonic manifestations. It's not going to be hid from people, okay? You got people quick to tell you, oh, that's just folklore, that's made up, like that. Well, watch, they're going to start seeing it. And tell you the truth, the average unbeliever will take off running, okay? Amen. You even talk to some Christians about witchcraft, and they'll tell you in a minute, well, I don't believe that. Well, this is what I say to them. It doesn't hurt the devil because you don't believe that. It doesn't stop him from doing what he's doing. It doesn't stop his power from working because you don't, quote, believe that. I was just looking at that this morning, and I was just thinking on that. And one of the things I thought about is myself. Because like I said, if the word of God don't cause you to think about yourself, man, you know, hey, yeah, you might get a word from someone else, but if it don't cause you to think about yourself. And I was just looking at that, man, and I mean, I think the spirits that this woman had in her, one was dealing with voodoo and witchcraft. And I didn't watch the whole thing because I was looking at this, and this is a little bit before I had to go to work. But those demon spirit talked to her. And I want you to understand, it was more than one demon spirit in her, okay? It was more than one demon spirit in her. And the man of God, he did just like in the Word. Remember Jesus, when the man came across the man of Gadara, and he commanded that demon to leave. And then afterward, he asked the demon, what is your name? Now, see, that means at first, when he told him to leave, he didn't leave. That's a stubborn spirit. But Jesus asked him, what is your name? Well, what was the purpose of Jesus asking his name? Because many times you find out in a deliverance session, you need to know the demons, what kind of demon you're dealing with, okay, and to cast them out. And many times that come to you through either what is called a word of knowledge, and sometimes you have what is called discerning of spirits in the Bible, where you not only just see angels, but you can see demon spirits as well. So either one of those two gifts in operation, or both of them during that time, reveals to you the type of demon you're dealing with, and so you're calling them out. Remember, like Jesus did in the Bible when he called out the deaf and dumb spirit, okay? Some things in deliverance, okay, sometimes in deliverance of people, you have to cast a demon out. And in some of those instances, you have to call it out by name and command it to go. And see, this demon was talking through this woman, first making those hissing animal-type sounds, and then the man of God would say, well, what is your name? And then that demon would tell him his name. And he started commanding him to come out. And that demon was talking to him, said, you know, hey, I don't want to go. And see, here's the thing about demons that I learned. You have to watch your conversation with them. You don't really need to be having a long conversation with the demons, okay? Because they're very cunning. And they will, if they get you on a prior level, they got you. When they start talking about, oh, you're a mighty man of God, oh, you this and that, you start going, yeah, that's right, yeah. You got to be careful of that. Because if you start getting lifted up in pride, you're on their ground now, and you're not going to be able to do anything with them. And so I'm just looking at the whole scenario, the whole thing, and I'm going, you know, I'm like, man, most of us as Christians, we're not even ready for that. Okay. Our brother Lee, that does the broadcast here, Heart to Heart, he could tell you many stories that he was involved with where they had to cast demon spirits out. I think there were some times where some of them came into service, okay, in Chicago where they had. And he had cut. So, and I've just looked at the seriousness, and I've seen and understanding that there are going to be more demonic manifestations. See, it's not going to, you know, and I even remember God revealed this thing to me a few years ago, and I've been seeing it. It's more and more demonic manifestations. It's not being hid, okay? And see, these demons are getting more and more bold. And one of the reasons is because they know their time is short. Amen. Now, let me click my sister on here. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, brother. God bless you, and thank God for you. Thank God for the word. I just wanted to come on, and I wanted to testify to some of the things that you are saying. I have seen some of those things with my own eyes. And I just thank and I praise the Lord. And as the broadcast has been going forth, you know, I was thinking as you were speaking, you know, the word tells us that there are going to be greater trials, greater trials. We see things that's going on around us right now. But the word says going to be greater trials that await. It said it's going to wait you, your home, the people, the church, and even the nation. And the word is going forth to prepare us that we would be ready for these things when they come. And I just think, and I praise the Lord, and as I said, talking about the devil and how he is, I've seen some of those in the Chicago local with my own eyes. And I just want to say that I just want to have a little prayer, brother, if you don't mind. And I did get a message that Brother Lee is not coming on tonight. But I thank and I praise the Lord. And I just go before the Lord and just, you know, ask him, because we're getting into these things. And I just ask the Lord to cover us in his blood. And Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne of grace, we know that you are with us, because you said, Lord Jesus, that where there are two or three gathered together in your name, that you're in the midst. And Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you tonight. And ask you, Lord God, because, Lord God, when I come before you, Lord Jesus, and I come before you to call upon your name, because I know, Lord God, that our help come from you. I just want to come, Lord Jesus, humble before you. I want to come before you, Lord God, with a repentant heart, and ask that you keep me humble, that I will have a repentant heart, Lord Jesus. And Heavenly Father, that you would keep me, Lord Jesus. Keep me with clean hands and with a pure heart, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I ask that you cover in your precious blood, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord God, we know that we come against these different things, and that we must be covered and under your blood, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord God, I come tonight. Come trusting in you, Lord Jesus. Come releasing, declaring, come, Lord Jesus, declaring and decreeing your word, Lord Jesus. Lord God, because we know, Lord Jesus, the authority that we can come against the devil. We know that authority came through your shed blood, Lord God. Yes, and we thank you, because you said, because of your blood, Lord Jesus, that, Lord God, that you said that if we keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, Lord God. So, Heavenly Father, tonight I ask that you, Lord Jesus, cover us with your blood from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, Lord God. Because we come tonight that we be covered with your blood, and that we come to stand against the devil. We come because we know, Lord Jesus, according to your word, Lord, and we stand on your true word, Lord God, that that devil comes as a thief in the night. He comes to kill, to steal, and come to destroy. So, Lord God, we ask that you keep us covered under your blood, that we come against him. Because you said we can tear down every stronghold, and Heavenly Father, daily we come before you, Lord God, that you, Lord Jesus, shed the blood into your authority, Lord Jesus, that we will come to annihilate that devil's kingdom, that we come to tear it down, Lord God, as we come to stand in the gap, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we ask that you continue, Lord Jesus, continue to build up, Lord God. Lord Jesus, build up a hedge around the children. Build up a hedge around these young adults, Lord God. And build up a hedge around your people. And we come to thank you tonight. We come to thank you for your praying people, Lord Jesus, in these different cities, Lord God. The whole Lord Jesus, destruction of these cities. We come lifting up, Lord Jesus, and praying tonight, Lord God, for the ones in these underground churches, Lord God. We ask that you send your mighty angels, send your warring angels, Lord God, unto them, Lord Jesus. And Heavenly Father, the ones that's on the foreign fields, Lord Jesus, that you, Lord God, would minister unto them by your spirit, and that you would lay your hand of mercy, Lord God. Heavenly Father, we know that your word reaches across continents. So today we stand in the gap. We stand in the gap, Lord God, and we stand in the gap, Lord Jesus, because you said, Lord God, Lord Jesus, through your word, you said that we are heirs and joint heirs, and through your word, you said healing is the children's bread, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, you said we are sons and daughters.
Yes,
so, Lord Jesus, we come, Lord Jesus, we come to claim all
yes,
your
sir.
Unbreakable promises, Lord Jesus, because your word is true. It's true. Your word is sure, Lord Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, that you would, Lord Jesus, convince and convict, that you would cause a greater shaking and a greater awakening, Lord Jesus. Lord, that
yes,
you would touch hearts, Lord Jesus, that they would be touched, that they may humble themselves and call upon
yes.
you to come unto repentance, Lord God. Lord Jesus, because we know under your blood, Lord God, because according to your word, Lord Jesus, Lord, your shield and your buckler, Lord God, will be our refuge. And that is the only thing that's going to help us is your word, Lord Jesus. We ask that you daily, Lord God,
yes,
daily, that you would arm us, Lord God,
yes,
that you would arm us, Lord God, with your shield of faith, and that you would put that breastplate of righteousness upon us, Lord God, and that helmet of salvation. Lord Jesus, even as we go forth, Lord God, with your word, the truthness of your word, Lord God, that you, Lord Jesus, that you would send us forth, Lord God, send us forth with that shield of faith, that shield of faith,
yes,
Lord Jesus, which is our word, Lord God. And Lord Jesus,
yes,
you would help
Jesus.
Us. Help us that we would go forth and
yes,
have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, the gospel of
thank
peace, Lord,
Lord,
which is your word. And Lord God, we thank you tonight. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord
yes,
God, because
Jesus.
Of Jesus, and ask that you completely shield us and dress us, Lord God. Dress us, Lord Jesus, in your true armor, Lord, which is the word of God, Lord, that we may be able to stand, Lord God, every attack of the enemy, and that we will be able to withstand, Lord, these greater trials and tribulations that are coming. Lord Jesus, that they are already
yes,
here. And we ask that you, Lord God, that you touch the people and that you will bless them, Lord God, and
yes,
anoint the eyes of all saints, and that you would open up ears that they might be able to hear and see, Lord God, that troubles and trials
yes,
are already upon us, and that we,
amen.
Lord God, that because of your word, Lord Jesus, and because, Lord Jesus, that you saw fit for us to have a way out for us, that you saw fit,
yes.
Lord God, to send us, Lord Jesus, an awakening, which is, Lord God, this last warning, this last
amen.
Warning that we would take heed
yes.
and be awakened
yes.
unto this last warning in
yes,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ's name. He said that we can
amen.
Make our petition known unto you. So, Lord God, we come tonight. We come, Lord God, to make our petition known unto you, because you said
yes,
deliverance
Lord.
Has already come. Deliverance has
yes.
already come. Lord Jesus,
yes,
you said
Lord.
All we have to do is reach out, to reach out.
Amen.
And, Lord God, we ask that you help us. Keep us with the Lord God, our humble and a repentant heart, that we would be able
amen.
To reach out and receive. Because, Lord Jesus, you said they overcame. They overcame. By the word of that testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And the blood
amen.
Has already been shed. And we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you
thank
right
you,
now.
Thank you, Lord.
In your holy and precious name, Lord Jesus. In your name,
yes,
we thank
Jesus.
You. Amen. Glory to your name.
Amen.
Thank you,
thank you Lord.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord
amen.
Jesus.
We want to welcome on Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen. How you doing?
Amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
We thank God, the sister giving the prayer. And people, we want you to understand, and I want to give this message to believers. There is a level in ministry and in deliverance that we have to prepare for as a people. Many of us have gotten too wrapped up in our church ceremonies. We have got wrapped up into entertaining people. And I'm here to tell you that there are going to be more demonic manifestations. It's not going to be hid. The thing is, what you're going to do. Now, you know, many... believers, you know, many believers, they get scared when you bring up Revelation. You know, Revelation was referred to as the scary book. I mean, I've had people on the job ask me, why don't my preacher preach from Revelation? And then if I mention something out of Revelation, they want to cut me off. I said, man, you're scaring me. I don't want to hear about it, you know. But the word of God is the word of God. And God does not want us to take down to Satan. Now,
amen.
What I was looking at today, and like I said, that will come to me. I said, man, many of us, we're not even ready for that. Because, you know, one of the things that Hollywood has done, Satan has used Hollywood to paint a picture like he's not real. Okay, that's in these movies that they make. You know, they refer to it as scary movies. And the purpose of dealing with a scary movie is to show something scary, but to send a message like it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
And Satan manifests himself in many of these movies. But you talk to some people, they, it was just a movie. You know, that's all it was, a movie. You know. And so when you talk to them about how Satan is doing stuff, they don't know how to react to you. Now, you know, Jesus in the Word shows us that there is a level of ministry. All of it's not the same level. You know, you look at the man of Gadara. Now, Jesus told that spirit, he said, come out of the man. He said, come out. But then right behind it, he asks, what is thy name? You know, and you say, well, why is it he had to know the name? You know, what's so important about the name? You know, first Jesus told him to come out. So that means that spirit was stubborn. It did not move at that time. And so Jesus said, what is thy name? And he said, my name is Legion, for we are many. And the Bible talks about the strong man. And when you have demonic spirits ruling and operating through people, you always have one ruling spirit, even though it brings other spirits with them.
Amen.
Now, I know people listening to this, they say, oh, man, he didn't got off the wall now. No, this is for real. This is straight up truth. Because if you looked at, for example, if you looked at what I was talking about today on YouTube, you would see what that woman. Now, that woman was, mm-hmm. She stood by at least good 2 feet in front of this man. Okay. And when she started making that kind of almost hissing noise and stuff like that, because, you know, you look at it first, beginning of it, she talking just as good. I think they baptized her and all mm-hmm. that. And the next thing you know, she's doing that hissing and all that sound right there in front of his face. You can see how she pucker her lips up, her eyes buck, you know, and these demons are talking to her. But see, here's the thing. When the man was commanding that spirit to come out of her, first that spirit said, I don't want to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him, said, yeah, you're going to come out. You got to mm-hmm. come out. And then when that spirit started acting stubborn, and he started acting stubborn through her because started making her put her hands on her hips. And he said, oh, mm-hmm. you're going to be a stubborn spirit. You got to come out. And then mm-hmm. the guy actually said, what is your name? Mm-hmm. And that spirit told him his name. I forgot what he said the name was. And so he's calling his spirit out. And at first you would think that because she started saying, oh, my stomach hurts. She started bending over. And then all of a sudden that demon manifests through her. Again, say, hey, I fooled you. And the guy said, no, you didn't. And so he's calling that spirit out. And then that next spirit, that ruling spirit, begin to speak. And he said, oh, you the strong man. And he started calling them out. And what I'm saying is that people think that this is why when you are ministering to people, you need to be led by the Spirit of God in the ministry and in deliverance session. Because you're going to find out it's not the same way all the time. Okay? Some people who may be sick may need you just to speak the word of God to them or to lay hands or pray for them and they get healed. Others who may have sickness actually may need a demon cast out. Remember, Jesus called that spirit out, that deaf and dumb spirit. He called it out. Okay? So you have different ministrations where the Holy Ghost is involved. But it's not a game, okay? And like I said, I was thinking about it today Before I went to work, I saw it, and then I was thinking about it at work, and I said, Lord, I said, man, most of us, we're not even ready. Okay? You know, and you talk with some Christians about this, you're losing them. In fact, they want to get away from you because, hey, you scaring me. You know, they want to get away. You tell some Christians about witchcraft, they'll tell you in a minute, oh, I don't believe in that. And I said, well, wait a minute. I said, well, the devil don't care if you don't believe in that. It ain't going to stop him from doing what he's doing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have to get prepared. We have to get prepared, people, because we got an enemy out there. And even though Jesus defeated him, and Jesus did defeat him, people, we want y'all to know that. See, I'm not talking to you about this to say, hey, to glorify the devil. I'm letting you know he's out there, and you need to get ready and get prepared in the spirit. When disciples could not cast that certain demon out, and they asked Jesus, why couldn't we do it? And he said, this prayer goeth out by what? Fasting and prayer. So some ministry, you have to be in fast and prayed up to deal with certain demons. You have different people. You can look at it this way, people. There's different levels in just about almost everything, okay? For example, you got peace, then you got a greater peace, okay? You got sin, then you got greater sin, okay? You have different levels, different demons. When you read in Ephesians chapter 6, list principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of the world, spiritual wickedness in high places or in the heavenlies. These are different demon spirits.
Yeah.
Different levels, different powerful demons. Okay, and you know, you think for one because you said it this way, you know, at the lower level demons, you just in the name of Jesus, they'll whimper, they'll leave. But you got some more powerful demons that you're gonna have to, as they say, stand your ground real strong, and you got to know not only that you're a child of God. But you got to know what was given to you by God, okay?
Yes.
You got to know it. You got to exercise, okay? We have let our houses be ruled too much by either direct demonic working or indirect, okay? And I'm talking about many of us as Christians, and we fail to fully exercise the authority that Christ has given us, okay?
Amen.
Now, as believers, we're supposed to know this because when these sinners start seeing these demons, who you think they're finna look at now? They're going to look over at you. Ain't you a child of God? Now, if they in the boat shaking and you jump in the boat shaking, I mean, they looking at you, hey, I thought you said your God was real. I thought you were supposed to do something. Because, see, they finna start seeing it. They finna start seeing it. It's more manifestations is finna happen because Satan is getting more bolder. And number two, he know his time is short. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's going to be showing himself even the more. Okay? And there are going to be people who are going to be needing help and deliverance. They're going to be coming to the believers. And if the believers ain't got ready, okay? If the believers ain't prepared, wow. I mean, you got all types of different demons out there. Like I said, that those different spirits was manifesting themselves through that woman. And that man of God, he was coming against them. And see, what people don't understand, like I said, this woman was talking all good and fine. I think they showed where they baptized her in the water and all that stuff. And they was in it looked like they was in a store or something. But anyhow, they were just talking just as good, and all of a sudden she make that sound. And like I said, she got to be like no more than 2 or 3 feet in front of her. She's looking at him face to face. Okay? And, you know, this brother didn't like he had no tremble in his voice or none of that. And he told that demon, he said, you coming out.
Amen.
And at one point, one of those demons did say, she don't want us to go. He said, she don't want me to go. And then the The man of God told him, said, Jesus love her, and you're going to let her go. And that demon said, why did he love her? See, that all that talking they doing, and that's why, you know, you have to be careful even having conversation with demon spirits, okay? Because they're very cunning, okay? When they start talking that you a man and woman of God, you mighty and you all this, and you, yeah, that's right, yeah, and you watch out, you get on that pride street, then you on their ground, okay? You know, the thing we need to do is cast that spirit out. Like I said, there's times where, according to the word of God here, you're going to have to ask for a name many times to know, you got to know the type of demon you're dealing with. And that many times will either come through a word of knowledge or discerning of spirits. Okay?
Amen.
And that all of this is important, people. All of it's important. Okay? There's a love in the word of God. There's a deepness in the word of God that God wants to reveal some deeper things to his people. But some of his people do not have a care of growing, period. They don't have a care of growing. As long as I got my foot in the front door, I'm good. Mm-hmm. That's the attitude. You know, as long as I'm sitting in the pews and say a few amens, I'm good, okay? Don't want to grow no more. Don't want to know no more. And so, Satan don't care about you being ignorant, you know. And I'm telling you, you know, and many of y'all, I know y'all as well heard some stories of people that have been sick, cancer, different, and you saw, and they people saw what? These spirits leave out of there and boom, go out. One said one spirit looked like a bat that flew out, you know. Mm. So you have these different spirits now. Amen.
Amen.
Here in the United States, we're going to see it more. You go over there to Africa, you ain't got to wait for to see them. Okay? You ain't got to wait. Brother Lee said, what, it came in what they had, their first church meeting, gathering, assembly, where he said when they went to Africa and the witch doctor came and set up in there. I mean, You ain't got to wait for them. You go over there in the mother country, you ain't got to wait for them spirits to come. They coming. Okay? Here in the United States, we ain't fully used to them, but we finna mm-hmm. find out.
Yeah.
We definitely finna find out.
Ready.
I mean, amen. We got to be ready, people. We got to be ready. I'm telling you, because there's more and more people doing witchcraft than you think. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more and more people all into it. We because when we used to live, well, it's outside of the town of Lexington, which is about 10 minutes from here, and me and my wife went to visit this church in Brandon, Mississippi, and the pastor of the church asked us, he said, where are y'all from? I said, well, we stay outside Lexington. And the first thing come out of his mouth was witchcraft country. I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about? He said, well, he said, going back that way, and he was talking about going toward Greenwood, he said, a lot of witchcraft be performed that way, which, you know, I found out what he was saying. And you know, people who you think probably wouldn't do it is doing it, okay, and gotten into some stuff like that. And this is why we have to be, you know, led by the Spirit and get our instructions from the Spirit when ministering to people, okay? Because I'm telling you, Sue, man, this thing here is, you know, it's going to manifest more. It's going to manifest more. And there's a, you know, deepness to it that believers need to know and get prepared. So for all y'all listening, hey, we ain't trying to scare you. We're just trying to tell you the truth here. And, you know, and this is for real. This is not Hollywood script. Don't worry about it. You're not going to find our name on no Hollywood script on something like this. This thing is serious. It is for real. People curses is for real. witchcraft is for real, okay? Magic is for real, okay? All that's for real, you know, and it's nothing playing about it. And like I said, I definitely can testify of it had been in my life, okay, through an act or move I did that opened up the door, okay, for that curse to come on my life. And I definitely can tell anybody else about it. And I'm going to tell you, you know, these psychics that you're seeing on TV, you know, some of y'all thinking they just folks trying to get 99 cents a minute out of you. I'm telling you, it only takes one phone call. It don't take two. It don't take three. It takes one phone call and them asking you certain questions, and they will drop a curse on you right then.
Mm-hmm. My Lord.
It doesn't take no time. Because when you get impatient with God and you start saying, hey, I need to get an answer, and you feel like God is taking too long, and here these psychics coming on say, hey, you want to know something about your future, blah, 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 call, and you looking like, man, I just want to know is I'm going to get the house, you know, and you go, I've been waiting on the Lord, but it seemed like he ain't saying nothing. And so you call him up. And it don't take long. I'm telling y'all, this is from somebody who know this person. It don't take them long. It don't take but one phone call. And them asking you a couple questions, and they'll drop a curse on you then. And when they put that curse on me, some of everything broke out in my house. And this was 2 years before I got married, okay? I had demons in the house. I had demons holding me on the couch. I had demons on my back that I couldn't even get off the floor. I had demons talking to me in the early hours of the morning in the voice of somebody else that I know shouldn't have no business being in my house. And I had to repent and close that door.
Yeah.
And God, even about 10 to 12 years after that, God has shown me something else about it, that Satan, through that, had a plan for my life. And he unveiled that. The Lord unveiled that plan to me. It came to me about 10 years later. Through that, he had a plan, okay? He had somebody for me. I found out some stuff, okay? And like I said, people, y'all think that these psychics, that's all they trying to get out of y'all, 99 cents a minute? No, it's more serious than that, people. Yeah, they getting the 99 cents a minute. But what they hitting you with, because this is the spirit of divination, okay?
Amen.
And Satan, those demons communicate with those people, okay? They have this connection, okay? And sure, they know things about you because these demons tell about it. You know, the demons had years of study, okay? And so you calling them, you get this thing put on you. And I remember, and here's the thing about it, I want to say to some of my brothers in Christ, if you ever get under a curse like that, you ain't going to care if it's a woman laying hands on you. I promise you. I promise you, you're not going to care. You don't care. You wouldn't care if it's sister's friend. You know, some of us as brothers, we have a problem with sisters either laying hands or praying. Okay? And I'm here to tell you, when those curses get on you, you're not going to care. Okay? You're just going to want some relief. I had a minister during that time. This minister come to my house, and he sat in there in the living room, and he looked and he said, what woman you got staying here with you? And I looked at what woman? I ain't got no woman staying here. I said, I got a roommate. I said, he goes to Mississippi State. He just don't come to the house on weekend. He said, I seen the spirit of this woman in this house. oh, man, what he telling me all that for? And so he let me know, I said, oh, my God, you know. This is a time, like I said, this is a time that, like I said, when I call that psychic, got that curse put on me, boom, telling people, whatever you do, you start seeing your patience wane, start worshiping God anyhow. If you see your patience in God starting to slip away, just break out to start worshiping him. Just do it. But whatever you do, do not be persuaded to turn to the devil for help. Please don't do that.
Amen.
If I got to beg you, I'm begging you, please do not do that. That is going to be one of the biggest mistakes that you're going to make. And you're going to find out about it. And you know what? It doesn't take long for you to find out. You're going to find out quick. Because when they dropped that curse on you, man, they were sending me letters in the mail, you know, telling you stuff like, hey, it's your birthday and we in this and this and I seen this happen. They study trying to speak it in your life. And the thing is this, when you go to open that door, okay, once they drop that curse on you the first time, they're not through with you. They're not through with you.
Wow.
You got to repent and close that door. If you don't repent, I'm telling you, you're going to be getting letters. They're going to be telling you it's your birthday, this coming up, all that, okay? Those of you that's listening that likes to read your horoscope and zodiac sign, that's witchcraft.
Amen.
Because, see, Satan knows concerning the weakness of man, and man do not want to wait on nothing. So we want to know, all we want to know, what's going to happen tomorrow. We want all of that. We want every bit of information, okay? And see, the devil knows that. And see, if we had that, we wouldn't even walk by faith. You can't walk by faith with God if you had the perfect knowledge. You couldn't do it, okay? Because why would you need to do it if you knew the whole thing, okay? You wouldn't need to exercise faith. And so you have men who don't want to be patient, and they go, hey, I want to know everything I want to know now. And so they turn to horoscopes, things of that nature. So I say unto you people, and these two sisters on here with me, they know about what I'm telling you. You know, and they have encountered, and they know that, hey, when it comes to something like that, it's time to be serious, okay? Ain't no playing games about it. And we really need to keep our brothers and sisters in Christ in prayer, that those that right now they just don't have no desire to move, to grow, or to learn more, okay? And they're going to need it because the Christians that do know it's not going to always be around. You got to know this thing when you by yourself, okay?
Amen.
You got to know what to do. Amen. You need to know what to do, okay?
Amen.
And, you know, just run around totally depend on one another, that's not going to work because we're not going to be around each other all the time. So
Amen.
What you going to do?
Amen.
You know that woman, Harriet, that wrote Harry Potter. She interviewed real witches, people.
Yeah.
She interviewed real witches.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. That stuff in Harry Potter was actually witchcraft being performed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the witches told her, hey, well, that was like a lower level, but it's still with witchcraft, okay? She interviewed real witches. And some Christians were taking their kids to go see it.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And failed to understand that little children being innocent, Satan wanted to work through them.
Yeah.
Because if Satan get a hold of them, and we know how little children get sometimes, when they want their way, they go to pounding. Well, see, if he able to introduce some witchcraft to them, and mommy didn't give them the sucker that they want, in their innocence, they start practicing their witchcraft because they want their sucker, okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
Real witches. That movie, The Exodus, which is one of the most, if not the most demonic movies even still to this day. Man, what the stuff they went through on the set for real making that movie, them demons manifest itself. And when you look at that woman that played that part, you just can see something with her since she played that part, okay?
No.
More manifestation.
Wow. Yeah.
That Hollywood, yeah. Satan is working through Hollywood people big time. They're working through Hollywood big time. More demonic movies, more manifestation of demons. Okay?
Yes.
You play it on your TV set, you can sense it in your house. Okay? You can just sense it when it's like it's just coming through the TV set. I'm telling you, as believers, we better get ready. We got to get prepared. Amen. We got to get prepared.
Thank you, Lord.
So, amen. So, Sister Helen, God bless you, sister. Anything you want to tell the people today?
You kind of breaking up a little bit, sister. Can you hear me now? Hello?
I can hear you a little bit more now.
Okay. Yes. And his dad taking him to a rehabilitation. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord, you know, for how, you know, he was talking to me on yesterday, and he thought that he was just going to this place to just, you know, to just be dried out. And, you know, and he was telling me about the time that he went in there, he said how those ministers began to start ministering the word of God to him. And he said that he never heard the word of God, you know, like he heard it when he went there to that place. And he was saying that how the word of God healed him, and you know, and how it delivered him. And he said, even to now, he said his mind is just constantly, you know, thinking about God and thinking about that word, you know, that he heard, because he was the type of person that he didn't do no talking, but he can talk now. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord, you know, for that and for that word. And, you know, and I was listening to Brother Nathaniel, and, you know, you were talking about, the people and the tradition, you know, that they're in, you know, as Christians. And, you know, and that's the reason that it is very important, you know, that when they don't know, you know, then, you know, they have to be taught. And then we also have to pray for them, you know, according to what the word of the Lord say, pray for those whose mind is yet in the dark. And I was just looking here at the word in the 6th chapter Ephesians, where it was saying, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And, you know, and we know that when we put on that word, God, you know, then that word will begin to come alive in us, and the realness of it and the manifestation, you know, of that word. He said, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And see, that's where the battle is at. The battle is, you know, is with us, with the enemy. You know, the battle is within our flesh, and the Lord will let us know that, you know, that we are not fighting against flesh and blood, you know, but we are fighting against demonic powers and forces that's coming against us. And he was saying, wherefore, take you on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to stand. And he says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, you know, with the truthness of his word, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. And we have to be righteous, you know, before God. And in order for us to be righteous, we have to continue, you know, to have a repentant heart and a forgiving heart, you know, to be able to stand, you know, this great battle, you know, that is about to come up on us, you know, as believers. And your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Yes,
you know,
Lord,
that we have to take on that word, on that word of God, knowing that that word is amen. And he said, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. And we know that faith, you know, come by hearing the word of God, and that we have to stay in the word in order to have faith. The more we get into the word, the more we'll have faith, and we have to know and come to realize that the promises of God, you know, is yea and amen, you know, to the believer. Because a lot of people don't know how to have faith. You know, they have to be taught faith. And then sometimes, you know, when you get along with the Lord, he'll manifest that thing, and he'll begin to teach you how to take on that faith. And if he speak a word, you can say, Lord, you said that this here is for me, and that there is for me. And that's how we begin to take on that faith. And you know, and sometimes you have to do it over and over and over until that faith begins to stand out, you know, in front of you. And so I do thank the Lord, you know, for the word, you know, that have went forth, you know, on tonight. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's all.
Amen.
To keep the people of God in prayer.
Amen.
And those in the other countries, remember them. They are taking word, missionary work over to these other countries now. Remember them, believers who are facing the high level persecution at this time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got great respect for them. Going over into the other countries, and you know, many have been tortured for the gospel. Many have been in prison, and it's sad to say that here in America we don't report on that too much, hardly ever. It has to be a particular thing, like when those 21 men got beheaded.
Yeah.
It had to be a particular thing, you know, because there were times even during Barack's administration that there were Christians put in jail in other countries, and petitions was, from what I understand, was brought before them, but wasn't nothing too much said or done about it. And especially when you're going into these other countries after you have been a citizen there or have grown up there, okay? When you are a Muslim, and you leave and you go back as a Christian, they are extremely mad at you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They are extremely mad, okay? And you coming back over there, that's why it is a very big task of taking that when you know that you was a Muslim and you're a Christian, you going back over there to preach the gospel, okay? Because you know in their law, anyone that leaves Islam, you are infidel and you worthy of death. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you going back over there, you know, preaching the gospel, China, from what I've seen, definitely China does not like America too much anyhow, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And especially Christians. Because their king, or whatever you want to call him over there, 2 or 3 years ago, he had it out. He would pay you $1,500 if you tell him where they have an underground service at. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it was a bounty out on the Christians over there. And you got paid $1,500. You know, they round that off to like if he was getting U.S. money, it would equal mm-hmm. $1,500. Okay. So I believe personally it is a time to get ready because over mm-hmm. here, you can see where things are shaping up now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
And if y'all, any of you as Christians, if you saying, hey, I don't see what y'all talking about, you just hold on. Mm-hmm. You're going to see it.
Yeah.
It's not going to yeah. be hid. And
amen.
They're going to more and more come out straight and tell you
yeah. mm-hmm.
that we don't believe in your God. And if you keep talking some stuff like that, we're going to do something to you. Now, they already, who was that? Billy Graham's son had reported on. You know, they already working on the church tax exempt. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They want to get rid of it because you won't marry same-sex couple. We're going to penalize
yeah.
you. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what Satan does, Satan started that stuff little, like verbal stuff, stuff like that. But if he see that don't shake you, that's when he turns up the intensity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And see, in other countries over there, they have reached a high level of persecution. I mean, killings and things that have happened over there because of the gospel's sake. Brother Lyles, I know y'all remember that time. Where did Brother Lyles go when they cracked his ribs and broke his teeth out or something like that? You know, it's definitely serious, and people, it is shaping up over here. You can see it, and this is why we are on this Blog Talk Radio, to take advantage as long as we can. Okay, the time gonna come, we're gonna tell the true believers, hey, you can't get on there.
Mm-hmm.
Only way you can get on there is that you got to preach what we tell you to preach. You can't preach some of that other stuff, okay?
Yeah.
Get ready, people, because it's going to be some kin folks turned against you. It's going to be some family folks turned against you. It's going to be some friends. They're going to say, hey, we don't want to hear that right now. And that's what's happening now. They're getting more and more don't want to hear about repentance.
Mm-hmm.
They want to enjoy the sin.
Mm-hmm.
You as a Christian are called the damper. Okay, you dampers the party, okay? When they want to smoke drugs and get high and get drunk, you dampers the party by saying, hey, that's wrong. And they don't want to hear that.
Amen.
Lord,
that's
have
true.
Mercy upon us.
Amen.
Have mercy upon us, your God.
Yes,
Lord.
In
Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord God,
yes.
We need more of your grace. Help us to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
Lord
yes,
God,
Lord.
That we may stand and not renounce you, not renounce
amen.
Your word, not renounce your name, but, Lord God, that we may stand, Lord
yeah.
God, to the trials. The trials is going to increase, people. The intensity of it is going to increase. But
mm-hmm.
if you will grow in faith, you can overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You
thank
can overcome
you, Lord
it.
Jesus.
If you grow in faith, you can overcome it. But people,
yes,
remember this.
Lord.
You got to want it. You got to want
yes.
it. Okay?
Yes.
It's just like my sister saying that many people ain't being taught, but also you got to want it. Okay? We
amen.
Can't, you know, we can't make
amen.
You learn anything. You know, there's a part that you have to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
When it's time to learn, you got to show up. You got to be there. You got to get ready. Okay?
Yeah.
That's even if you're going, that's even if it's between just you and God. Okay? You,
yeah.
you got a part to play where you have to get along with
yeah.
him. You can't, you know, just expect him just to quote, teach you while you're on the run. You got to get to a place where you sit down and say, okay, I'm willing to be taught.
Yes.
The Bible mentions the word willingly ignorant. And there are some people who are willingly ignorant. In other words, they don't want to know nothing else. Okay? You just have to make sure you don't fall in that category. Because I'm telling you, we're going to need to know all what we need to know in these last days that we're going to stand. We're going to have to know it.
Yes.
We're going to have to know
it. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Or we won't be able to make it. And so we got to know it.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
For those of you that...
testimony.
Go ahead.
Amen. I just want to thank and I praise the Lord for his goodness and for the truthness of his word. What I'm about to say to some might seem like a mixed message, but I just thank and I praise the Lord because, you know what, we are, and I'm going to say the people that have accepted the true and living God, we are out to take the message. To take the message to others, you know. And I just think and I praise the Lord. When we are witnessing to people and when people say they are accepting or receiving this message, you know, you have to accept Christ into your life, that it have to be the fullness, all the word, the fullness of the word. And the fullness of the word is to accept it all, as I just said, line upon line, here a little, and there a little. All of the words. So the Lord is letting us see. And through the week, I don't know how many are on now that listen to the broadcast that goes on through the week, and the brothers have been teaching, you know, about what the word, and when I say the word right now, because a lot of people say, I have a Bible, and I don't need any more. So they're teaching what the Bible says, because it says here a little and there a little.
Uh-huh.
And God's word, that's where it is. And I just want to say that I just thank and I praise the Lord. And for people that are listening, I would say go to the Lord. Pray unto the true and living. Pray to Christ Jesus, because this word is true. You know, Jesus, he suffered. He died, but most so, he rose again. And I think if he did it for our redemption. And this is just an abridgment to the Bible, because if you read it, and I just want to say that for me, when I was seeking and searching whether I had received a message, and the message says, if you can receive it, it even asks you a question. And it says, and if you will receive it. So that right there should put a question into your mind. But when I sought the Lord for it, I'm telling you, Jesus will answer you if you go with a sincere heart. And when we read in Romans, and it says that you come before the Lord with a broken heart, you confess with our mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he died, and that you got to believe this in your heart, that God has raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. And you know, when we say that, we have to believe all of the word. And when I was seeking the Lord, I'm telling you, the word tell us, and it tell us in Malachi, that how God would give dreams and visions. And the Lord gave me a dream to whether this word was true or not. And in this day and time, you know, the Lord is sending an angel with the last warning. This is the last warning, people. This is the last awakening that we're going to get. Brother came on and he was talking about this woman and how she was possessed with the devil. And you know, when you get that big demon, there's some little ones there too. But the word tells us that come against the strong man. Come against that strong man. If you break the throat of that strong man, then the little demons will follow. But when we do that, we have to be under the full covenant, full protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. If
Amen.
You are not saved, you're opening yourself up to these things. Because I tell you, the word is true, and we got to believe all of it. This last warning, this awakening, this midnight cry, it's all the same. It's part of God's word, and we got to believe it. I just thank and
Amen.
I praise the Lord. Last weekend, last Saturday, I wasn't able to come on the broadcast. I was in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and that's about 4.5 hours from where we are, from where we live. But I thank and I praise the Lord that I went up to see. Watch this. That we went up to see our grandson. But my son invited us to go to Hershey. And I just thank and I praise because, you know what, that word tells us to be read at all time. And I tell you
Amen.
One thing, I'm not going to say that I know it all, but I can stand on and say what I know it, and I know the true and living Christ Jesus is real, and he is alive. His word is alive. And I got a chance
Amen.
To talk to some young people. And I thank and I praise the Lord, you know, and these was like young couples, and they were all like, I say 40 years old and older, but they still was young couples. And I thank and I praise the Lord, you know, we've been married
Amen.
More than 54 years, and I thank God for it because, you know what, I got to witness to them. They are really... they think they got it all. They think they got it all going on. You got what you want. You got a home. You got cars. You got a nice job and all of this. And I was telling them, if you would seek the Lord and come and give your life over to the Lord, you think you got it now? The Lord have greater blessings
Amen.
For
Amen.
You. You know,
Amen.
They are being blessed. And I thank God, you know, that word says, you know, the parents, I invite the parents to come and give their life over to the Lord so they can be protection and get their children saved in Christ Jesus. Because I tell
yes.
you one thing, when you are running because of what's coming, you cannot be running with babies in your arms. I'm going to tell you right now. You got to seek
yeah.
the Lord
Amen.
Because this is an individual walk. You got to stand for yourself. You can't stand for anybody else. So parents, I'm admonishing you to come. You seek the Lord and get yourself hid in the Lord Christ Jesus and under the covering so you can get your children saved because the
Amen.
Devil is out to captivate the children's mind, the young
Amen.
People's mind. When those people went to the stormed in on the Capitol, who do you think was ruling their minds when they did this? These children at home that shut in because of COVID and supposed to be doing school work from home, and they are committing suicide at home. Who do you think is ruling their mind for them to do that? These children
Amen.
Is going out there, and they don't know what they are. They don't know whether they're male or female. Who do you think is ruling their mind?
Amen.
You know, and the devil is raging, and the word is true. The devil is out seeking and trying to get all he can destroy. I was talking, and I was telling
Amen.
These young people that you all are blessed and don't know how you're blessed. They're traveling, going
yeah.
places. They're going to Puerto Rico. I said, do you know how the Lord could use you? The
yeah.
Lord could really use you, and the Lord will bless you more than you think for what you have now. If you would come
Amen.
And give your life to the Lord and be saved under the Lord. Because I tell
Amen.
You, you've got to be under the protection. Just what the brother was talking about the demons possessing this woman, it is a true thing. I tell you, I've seen such things with my own eyes, and I saw it, and I heard it. This person growling like a dog when they was casting the devil out. The person even said, don't put that oil on me. Don't put that on me. I'm telling you, I've seen these things, and the devil does not care who he used. He does not care how old you are. The devil is out to carry with him all
Amen.
That he can. And if you remember when that HIV first came out, there were people out there with their mouth saying they had HIV and I'm going to try to have sex with as many as I can and take as many
mm-hmm.
as I can with me. You know, that was the spirit
Amen.
Of the enemy. So I'm telling you,
Amen.
You need to be under
Amen.
The power
Amen.
And protection and the shield of the Christ Jesus, the true and living God.
Amen.
You need to come and give your life.
Mm-hmm.
I was able to tell these young people, and they sat, they was really listening, they was really
mm-hmm.
like tuning in, and I was letting
yes.
them know how the Lord can use you. They're traveling all over. They think they got it all. They think they got it made. They're going, leaving for Puerto Rico on the 1st. My son and his wife is included in this. I'm telling you, you better be under the covering and protection
yeah.
of the Christ Jesus. And
amen.
That word,
amen.
You know, the world tells
amen.
You that you can, that if the mom and dad are praying and are covering, he said even your child won't for bread. Won't for
amen.
Bread.
Amen.
I'm telling you, these children are not in want, but I'm letting them
amen.
Know if you give your life over to Christ Jesus, give your life
amen.
To Christ Jesus, you got it made.
Amen.
Now, you don't have it made. You do not have it made.
Amen.
But I'm telling you, you better
amen.
Get covered and have the blood of Jesus up on you to protect you. And because
amen.
I tell
amen.
You, you will,
yes.
won't see. They
yeah.
won't see. Let Jesus be your guide and be your glory. I'm telling you.
Amen.
Amen.
I thank the Lord that I had the opportunity to talk to these children and to meet with some of them and to have a conversation and let them know the Lord gave to me.
Amen.
But first, you got to trust. You got to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And even
amen.
I had chance to tell them that even though you all are married couples, the word says, how can you walk? Two walk together unless you agree.
Amen.
One
amen.
Can put you left and the other one right. I told him you got to be centered, and the center is the Lord Christ
amen.
Jesus.
And
amen.
I said,
thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I want to introduce. God bless you, Brother Emmanuel Murphy has joined us. God bless you, Brother Murphy. How you doing?
Praise the Lord, saints. How's everybody doing today?
Amen.
Blessing the Lord. Thank God for another blessed day.
Amen. I just called in to listen. I didn't have anything to add.
Well,
amen.
Brother, we are glad to hear you today. Thank God for you. And thank God for what he's doing in your life today. And may the Lord just continue to bless you and watch over and keep you, brother, in Jesus' name. We're so grateful for the broadcast tonight. Getting an opportunity to share the word of God with all of you that are listening tonight, far and near. We're so grateful
yeah.
for that. We're grateful for the seed God has blessed us to plant. We have been boosting broadcasts, and, quite a few people have been listening in. We thank God for it. And we're not talking about all saved people neither. Okay, so God is planting the seed, and he is, you know, bringing forth. We're planting the seed. He's watering and bringing forth the increase. So we're so grateful for that. And we also want to say, don't forget, tomorrow night we have another heart-to-heart broadcast. Brother Lee and the Handmaidens come on tomorrow night from 7 to 8:30, and from 6 to 6:30, me and Brother Robert Gross will be back on for 30 minutes tomorrow night. Look for the advertisements then.
Amen.
I want to, let's pray for this nation right now at this hour, for those who have been standing in the faith and who have been receiving persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have been standing on the word of God. I want to pray for their strength tonight. Heavenly
yes.
Father, in Jesus' name,
yes,
Lord God,
Lord.
You have seen your people who have stood on your word
yes.
and who have been suffering persecution verbally, who have been
Jesus.
Forsaken by family members,
yes,
friends
Jesus.
Have turned against them. And they have been treated like a disease. And many
yes.
times, Lord, their hearts have been heavy. They have been
yes,
hurted, Lord.
Lord
God. And the affliction in their hearts sometimes seems to be so great.
Yes.
The Lord
yes.
God, at times, they have felt like throwing up their hands. Mm-hmm. But Lord God, we know that you are the God of strength. And Lord God, as we request strength from you, that you will grant us that strength to continue to stand and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Lord God, I pray for every believer, far and near, Lord God, who are going through because of their proclaiming of the word and standing on it, that, Lord God, that you would increase them in strength, that they fail not. Lord, help those, Lord, who have in a moment of weakness turned away. Help them, Lord, to come back, Lord God. Help them to repent that they may be restored in Jesus' name. But that the gospel may be carried, Lord God, without wavering, unto a nation, Lord God, that has been lifted up in pride, that she may see that you are Almighty God, and besides you there is no other. We pray that the word of God in this nation would travel from state to state, from city to city. We pray for those who have said yes to your will, send me, Lord, that you would send them, Lord God, even among the states that you have mentioned in the word of the Lord. Lord God, that they may carry this word unto those places. And Lord God, that that seed may be planted there in Jesus' name. So, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this blessed day and this golden opportunity to pray. And we thank you for hearing our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank
Amen.
God for all of you that have been listening to the broadcast. Thank God for the sisters here, Sister Anderson, Sister Teague. Thank God for you. Brother Murphy, thank God for you coming on. Even though you said you were just listening, brother, just we thank God for you, your presence, just coming on and listening in to the broadcast. And so, people, don't forget, we have another broadcast tomorrow night. Once again, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens from 7 to 8:30. And me and Brother Robert Gross will be on from 6 to 6:30. So, once again, as for Brother Nate and Brother Murphy and Sister Teague and Sister Anderson, we love you. God bless you and God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless everyone.
Amen.
God bless.
Love you.
Amen.